They passed in front of the Mon Mothma's bow. The last pair of XJ-3s remained on their tail, but Darklighter sent none of the other squadrons to cut off the Falcon, and that made Leia nervous. "Keep an eye on the Mothma's tractor beams," she said to Saba. "Let me know the instant any of them start to power." Leia felt a surge of alarm from Saba and knew the Star Destroyer was activating its tractor beams. She accelerated into an open, erratic spiral that would make it almost impossible for the beam operators to lock onto the Falcon. An instant after the tractor beams appeared, Darklighter said,
"I didn't... any offense, Princess."
With the comm antenna constantly struggling to adjust to the Falcon's gyrations, the signal had grown a little patchy.
"Chief Omus has been to reach Master Skywalker for a week. When there was no response, he decided the Jedi must be the Killik side again."
Saba hissed, and Leia felt the same frustration rising in Mara and the other Stealth X pilots that was welling up in her. She started to make a sharp reply, then realized what Darklighter was trying to do and remained silent.
"He is trying to provoke you,"
Saba agreed. She closed the channel, then set the comm unit to burst mode to prevent Mon Mothma's tractor beam operators from riding a comm wave back to the Falcon.
"Do you believe Commodore Darklighter is bluffing?"
"If he weren't, he'd be shooting by now," Leia said. She opened the channel to Darklighter again. "Nice try, Commodore. But if Chief Omus is claiming that the Jedi have betrayed the Galactic Alliance just because he can't reach Luke..."
"What's supposed to assume?"
Darklighter interrupted.
"And now, only proving him wrong. Pull your drives or open fire."
Leia hesitated. Darklighter was really raising the stakes this time. "I guess you'll have to open fire, Gavin. This is too important." A long silence followed in which even the comm crackle seemed to be growing sharper. Leia angled back toward the center of the choke, placing the last pair of XJ-3s between her and the Mon Mothma, and the Star Destroyer's tractor beams flickered off.
"Blast it, Princess, I'm not bluffing."
"Neither am I," Leia returned. Now that she was past the Mon Mothma and heading straight toward the blue curtain of the Urugedu Nebula, she was happy to keep talking. Every second carried her farther down the narrow alley between the two sets of binaries, closer to making that final jump to Urugedu. "Gavin, you know Luke. He would never betray the Galactic..."
"Nice try, Princess,"
Darklighter said. As the Falcon drew away from the Mon Mothma, the comm antenna was able to stay focused in one direction, and the signal grew stable again.
"I won't let you stall your way out of this. You have 10 seconds to kill your drives.